This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Tuesday here on the Morning Bullpen Show. It's Mo's favorite day of the week.
Woo woo!
She hates Tuesdays.
The worst.
Don't let her fool you. Eric with a K also in the studio. Morning, Eric.
Good morning.
How was Katie yesterday with the mini miniature horses in the Whataburger parking lot?
It was hot. It was very hot. Oh, yeah.
But you had some very happy people, Ian.
We did. We had some very happy people, and you'll be happy to know, George, I got both of my key winners to Nay for Nay of the Day.
Wow. What'd you get them?
They won a key already.
That was enough.
I pretended. Here's the key. I pretended like it was a requirement to win.
Because it's not, but
it's not.
We sure love it, so... Mo, you going to make it through today? It's the hottest week of the year so far.
Yes,
so.
Apparently Thursday is supposed to be the worst day.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes.
So we're building it. We're still building.
We're still getting there, George.
We're still cooking. Coming up in just a few minutes, we have jury duty. Would you like to be on jury duty? All you have to do is listen in. Chance to call and be part of that in just a few minutes. Also, Mo knows country on the way and so much more. But right now, let's talk about the top stories that are happening here. We call them What's Trending in Texas.
Number 3.
Eric, I know you spend the whole month collecting Harris County headlines, so I have one for you.
Oh, yes.
In the 18th Congressional District. Okay. You know, Sheila Jackson Lee's former district.
Yeah.
Her children have decided to endorse Houston's former mayor, Sylvester Turner, as a candidate.
Wow.
Not that that means anything, but... The party, the Democratic Party, will select their candidate at a meeting next week.
How many are in the race now?
17.
That's what I thought. I thought it was some crazy number. Have at it.
I'm going to throw my hat in.
This next one is hard to imagine, but there are some local business owners on Westheimer that have had a month without power, just now coming back yesterday.
Wow.
Also yesterday, an announcement from CenterPoint saying they're launching a new initiative focused on a series of immediate actions to gain our trust back.
Oh, is that right? Things. They're gaining our trust back.
Make sure reduce the risk of outages for the next major storm or hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Good luck.
They're doing lots of initiatives. I just wish they'd do something.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Speaking of impending storms, Debbie made landfall in Florida yesterday morning. Now she has been downgraded, Debbie. But now we're tracking another potential tropical threat.
No.
Right now it's just a tropical wave, but it does have our attention. As of last night, it shows no signs of development quite now, but early next week is what we're looking at.
They said it was going to be one of the busiest hurricane seasons on record.
Ernesto is the next name in line, in case you're wondering.
No.
Ernesto.
That's what's trending here in Texas. The top stories, we bring them to you every morning. You're going to be hearing about them all day. All powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get a name?
some good news.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
Hey, y'all. This is Pam. I'm from Texas Rice Milling, located in Brookshire, Texas. And we are so beyond over the moon excited that we have been selected as one of HEB's Quest for Texas Best out of 470 products. We were selected in the top 10, and we are the only product in the Houston metro area. Can I get an amen?
Yes, you can. Yes, ma'am. That's what this is about.
I have so many further questions, though. What's going on? What's your product?
So, this is a farming facility. We serve the local agriculture rice farmers.
Rice.
I trademarked a brand of rice called Honestly Texas, a honest, authentic Texas grown, Texas processed, Texas milled. We are going to be presenting our presentation to HEB on Friday.
Okay, you can have all of my money, Miss Pam. Yeah.
And what does this mean? Being in the top 10, what does that mean for your business? How does that affect the future?
It would be the first step to launch and propel the whole mission of what we're doing here. And it is direct connecting farmers to consumers.
It would mean I could buy your products at HEB.
Girl, you can come buy your products from me right now. I'll bring them to you.
That's a good point. If we are in the Houston area, can we come by the Brookshire location and buy what we want?
1,000% yes. Or hey, we'll even ship it to you.
Okay, All right.
That's awesome. All right, so I'm asking everybody in Bull Nation, just say a little prayer. Keep Texas Rice Milling in your prayers for Honestly Texas. They're going to be presenting to HEB this Friday. I'm putting it on my calendar. Say a little prayer for y'all, okay?
Y'all rock. I appreciate you so much. And thanks for the prayers. I sure need them. We sure need them.
You're going to be great.
And I just want to say publicly that this is not an ad, because right under the Bull logo, it says in big bold letters, Texas Proud. And that's exactly what y'all are. That's exactly what HEB is.
And that's one reason why I reached out, because y'all are for Texas. We are for Texas. So I wanted everything to go hand in hand.
Love it. Now we can say it. Now we can say it again. Can I get an amen for this story this morning? Amen.
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
Fantastic. We're grateful.
You could be our next 610 Amen, 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. And we're celebrating our 6 o'clockers sometime before 7 o'clock this morning. You early risers get a chance to win tickets to go to the Texans and Giants game, preseason game out in the suite with us. It happens before 7 o'clock for all of our 6 o'clockers here on The Bull.
My child bullied me.
Your child bullied you?
Yeah, my 9-year-old.
These are my favorite stories.
She's been bullying me for days. And I'm curious if anybody listening has that thing that happened in your past that your family will not let you forget.
Oh, I think everybody has one of those. Right?
Oh, do you do? Okay, like a mistake that you made in the past, or something embarrassing that happened to you. Maybe you got a nickname out of it, but whatever it happened, your family constantly brings it up at the family reunions. Oh, yeah. It's just the thing you're known for.
713-881-5500. I think there are a lot of these stories out there. So you give us a call this morning. Why was your daughter bullying you?
So she had a big Taekwondo performance, her first one, on Saturday. And this was a big deal. She had been practicing and practicing, and she could not get her cartwheel right. So she had to break a couple of boards, do a cartwheel, and then do a jumping kick and break the third board and come down and try to be fierce. Every time she practiced, whether it was at Taekwondo or at home, the cartwheel was just bad. It wasn't right.
Okay.
And she was crying and upset. She practiced and practiced and practiced. And finally, the day came where she had to do the cartwheel. She broke the first board. Nailed it. Second board, crushed it. Cartwheel. Perfect cartwheel. What? Jumped in the air, smashed the third board, came down. I saw the look on her face. She was so proud of herself. And just a big, yeah! came out of her.
Yes.
And before anyone even started clapping, I just let out like a, it was like an animal sound. And whatever it was, unlocked all of the nerves and all the feelings inside of my heart.
Oh my gosh, there's too many. There's too many. Leave them in.
And I started crying. And,
oh, Aaron.
And I don't mean like I teared up. I do that a lot. Y'all know, whatever. Right, I can watch a movie and I tear up.
Yes. Right.
But this was full on crying.
Oh my gosh.
And my wife looked over just to say, she did it. Great job.
Right.
And saw my face and she stopped smiling and then she started laughing. And she's like, you are really crying. And I'm like, I'm sorry. She did it so good.
I get you being proud of Charlie, though. I do get that. But, come on.
So then my wife afterwards, she goes, by the way, your daddy was crying really hard. He couldn't stop crying. That's how proud he was.
Aww.
So now she's calling me Crybaby Daddy.
Okay.
Yes.
Crybaby Daddy.
Yes, me too.
We want to know,
Daddy.
You have a story, something your family won't let you forget. 713-881-5500. You give us a call this morning. Mo, anything for you?
Yes, George, you know my story. In college, on the 6th of May, I went skydiving, and I was attached to a very attractive instructor, and when he pulled the cord, I vomited on myself and him.
What?
My parents were on the ground waiting for me. And I came down to the ground and it was red, Powerade.
No.
And they thought it was blood.
No. No.
And the guy just, with both of his hands, like sassily unattached me and
walked away. Yeah, exactly. I love it. All right, we want to hear your story. Do you have something that your family won't let you live down? 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. Coming up after 7 o'clock, between 7 and 8, you could win your way in to our Nay of the Day. A key to unlock the horse trailer? You could win a horse. Actually, you win $20,000 to buy a horse or whatever you'd like. Your chance to play coming up between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning. Eric is a crybaby.
Crybaby daddy, to be specific.
His daughter won't let him live down the fact that he was crying at her Taekwondo exhibition this past weekend. What won't your family let you live down? That's what we want to know. 713-881-5500.
Allie's on the phone in Houston. Allie, tell us your story.
I actually had a very embarrassing experience in college. I was in a leadership organization and we went to a ropes course for the very first weekend of the leadership course. It was a very prestigious organization and it was very serious. We were wearing polos like it was a very prestigious event.
Yes.
All the most prestigious events have polos.
Polos and khakis for 18-year-olds, yes. Because, we all know how that works. So we were doing this ropes course and the whole thing finished on this wall that we had to scale. It was like a 10-foot wall that we had to use as teamwork to get each other over the wall.
And okay.
They decided to throw me over the wall first, and we had a poor plan because we were 18 and did not think things through. Mm-hmm. And they got me to the top of the wall and grabbed me, but they actually grabbed my shirt instead and completely pulled off my shirt, which caused me to be hanging from a 10-foot wall, completely topless, slashing the entire leadership organization.
Yeah, girl. So how does your family remember that story?
They like to bring it up. Yeah. Anytime we're talking about any college experience, even those completely unrelated, they remind me that I flashed to the major leaders of my university at 18 years old.
Well, there's a couple of things I like about that girl. She seems like a great leader.
I got to say, you're the family around the Thanksgiving table. Remember that time Allie was topless hanging on that wall? Yeah.
You know, we should hire her and give her some support.
Okay.
Hey, I've got some great leadership skills I can pass on.
I bet, yes, that's leadership right there, Allie.
Oh, I love
it. Thank you, darling. We love that story.
Thanks.
It's funny we're doing a song from Twister because I think we got so many people that recently went to see Twister that are going to be on our jury duty this morning. It's time for the Morning Bullpen Jury Duty. We're just out here solving life's problems.
Oh, my word.
I mean, just that little thing that we do in the morning where we get your opinion about a controversial topic. And here's today's dilemma on jury duty.
The question.
Wah! I just want you to keep that sound in mind when Mo asks this question.
The question. Should children under 2 be banned from all ticketed events?
No.
Eric?
Yes, 100%. Now, I would have said no when I had an under 2-year-old, mm-hmm. but now I'm taking my 9 and 5-year-old uh-huh. to see movies, and that's all we heard during the movies when we went to see the Purple Crayon movie over the weekend.
Okay, so... So Eric has so main hard. Character syndrome. It's all about him. It's what I'm hearing. Do you have any idea what it costs to get like a sitter for a baby and get some time out by yourself?
Are you asking me that, George?
Yeah, we pay for a sitter like every day.
I don't think it's a bad thing. Now, it's your responsibility as a parent when you bring that kid. Mm-hmm. But I do not agree that children under 2 should be banned from all ticketed events.
Oh, there's nothing worse than a baby reaching to try to grab your beer at a baseball game. Come on, no. Under 2, banned from ticketed events.
Just dip the pacifier in there and give it back to them.
That's what I would do. This is hard, but I get it.
What do you think, Mo? I mean, we're over here debating.
I've definitely taken my young kids to events, but if there was an overall ban on it, I think I might be okay with it. Because then you'd have no choice.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Let's just make it law.
No.
Then there's no pressure.
No.
You can't get a babysitter? Don't go.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
713-881-5500. That's why we need your help. Your opinion, no right or wrong answer. But you get to be our jurors on jury duty this morning. 713-881-5500. Line open if you want to be part.
Joyce is on the phone in Magnolia. Joyce, it says here, you just went to the movies and saw Twister. So our question, should children under 2 just be banned from all ticketed events? Yes or no?
Yes, absolutely.
Joyce!
I get it, Joyce.
If it was law, then nobody could complain, right, Joyce?
Right. What is a 2-year-old or under going to get out of watching any type of ticketed event?
Exactly.
No, but you're missing the point. It's not about what the 2-year-old is getting out of the movie, obviously.
It's
the parent can't afford maybe a babysitter, but they want to see the movie.
But should the general public suffer for that, George?
I think they should. If it's a general good, let's go to juror number 2, Eric.
All right, that's Sarah in Cyprus. Should all children under 2 be banned from all ticketed events, Sarah?
No, definitely not. I have 3 children. And I've all taken them all to the movies. Mm-hmm. Not an issue.
Okay.
But you've been in the movies where kids under 2 were an issue, right?
Yes, but I've been at the movies when you have obnoxious people, too. And we don't ban them.
Damn. Oh, wow. That's next Sarah. Jury duty.
Juror number 3. Let's go to Kirsten, or is it Kristen? I'm sorry, Kristen in Crosby. Kristen, good morning. Should children under 2 be banned from ticketed events?
Yes.
It'd be easy, right?
Especially movies.
Okay. See, that's what my thing is. Like, if it's at a loud event, like an Astros game, it doesn't bother me as much because everyone's loud.
Yeah, it's especially movies.
Okay, all right.
And why would you take a child under 2 to a concert?
Are you not listening to what I say? I've given you like 3 examples of why you would. So, okay, all right. So, movies. Okay. But we're not changing it. We're just saying
yes.
Children under 2 should be banned from all ticketed events.
April's on the phone in Wharton. Hey, Miss April, first time on jury duty. You heard the question. Should children under 2 be banned from all ticketed events? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, what's the best ticketed event that a 2-year-old's gonna love?
Well, a baseball game for sure.
Right?
But what?
They're not even watching the baseball game.
My 5-year-old doesn't understand baseball.
Right, they're just eating.
But I think it's the parent's responsibility. If the kid starts acting up, you got to take the kid out.
Exactly right. But see, it all goes back to that. Yeah.
I don't know. I think, it's a family thing. I think... No.
All right. Yes. Yeah, we got it.
It will be a great family thing.
Where are we right now on the jury vote?
Well, we need one more juror, George, so take line 1.
Okay, I knew that.
Who is this on the phone? Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Trisha, I'm calling from Tomball.
Hey, Trisha, you heard the question. Should children under 2 just be banned from all ticketed events?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely
yes.
not.
Yes.
No. I have 7 kids. They've all been to concerts and movies and
Okay,
everything under
bad
two.
One to end on. She's a super reproducer.
You just have to be considerate of the people around you. If exactly. your child starts Fair. Crying, you get up and leave the event.
Thank
see,
you.
That's that, or the movie that solves or whatever. It right there. That is that says it right
no,
there.
No, that parental see, you responsibility. You may be a good so. Parent, but right. some people aren't. Are and if we just parents. Banned it, then it would be easier for everybody.
All right, Mo, yes. the final verdict on jury duty this morning is:
should children under two be banned from all ticketed events? And the answer was no.
Out here solving the world's problems. That's what we do.
Until George is in a movie and a kid starts crying.
Yeah, exactly.
Every day on jury duty here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to find out what Eric is going to create today on our 10-Minute Tune. Works like this. Eric used to be this like street performer, and he has this ability to take a song suggestion, take about 10 minutes, and turn it into a tune. So we want to know, though, what should be the topic that Eric sings about today? 713-881-5500 is the number.
Jody's on the phone in Crosby. Hey, Jody, you have a suggestion for Eric to sing about today?
Yeah.
Hang on, Jody, if you're on like a speakerphone, it's cutting you off like every other word, so we can't hear you. There we go. All right, so what's your suggestion?
Okay. Boston, that Micromanic.
Mm. Oh, you got one of those?
No, definitely not.
Okay, then you won't have any problem shouting out where you work. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. Micromanaging bosses.
Okay.
All right. So that's interesting. I don't think we're going to get a whole lot more information.
I know
out
all of us
Jody.
Are being super quiet, yeah, and so is Jody.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. All right.
So good suggestion.
Let's go to line four, Eric.
All right. That's Amanda in Deer Park. What should I sing about today?
My son Stevie. Well. Steve is entering high school next week, and I want you guys to sing a little song for him because he's nervous. So give him some advice in a song.
Do you want our advice about entering high school? Yeah. I'm not sure you want to come to us for that advice.
No, I got this covered, Amanda.
Oh my gosh, Eric's going to have all the feelings, Amanda. I don't know if you should suggest this.
I don't know if you know this, Amanda, but high school wasn't the best experience for this guy.
Oh, great.
So for Stevie, now is
Steve,
he,
oh, Steve entering is, high school, yeah, Eric. Come on.
Has he asked you to start calling him Steve now that he's all grown up?
Exactly. And his friends are starting to, like, you know, call him Steve, and but there's still remnants of Stevie out there, and he just does not want to be a Stevie. He's determined to be a Steve.
Yeah.
And he's nervous that Stevie's gonna stick, and that's just
okay.
All part of it.
All right, good suggestion. All right, it's that time of year, so I appreciate it. You let us know how Steve's first day goes, okay?
Okay, I will. He's excited, but nervous. Very nervous.
All right, thank you for the suggestion. Good one this morning.
Yeah, thanks.
Travis is in Lake Jackson. Travis, good morning. What do you think Eric should sing about today?
Why do I always get the busy tone whenever I try and call y'all?
You're on the phone right now, Travis.
Yeah, congratulations. You've done it.
Hey, you made it through, Travis.
What are you trying to call for, Travis?
The day of the day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry. It does get a little busy there, Travis, when we have a nay of the day. So, all right, Eric. So we have interesting ones. We have the micromanaging bosses.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Which Jody didn't know anything about.
Yes.
No personal experience.
Yeah.
Steve's entering high school.
Yeah.
Not Stevie anymore. Or nay of the day. I always get a busy signal.
All right. Well, all great suggestions, but I do think it's time that we help the youth of America who are entering high school to get some truth.
This is not good, George. We're going to regret this.
I was going to say, he had that gleam in his eye when she mentioned that. All right, so entering high school is going to be our topic.
Weird.
Okay, it's going to be our topic today on the 10-minute tune. Let's find out how he does. Coming up next here on the Morning Bullpen. It's the Morning Bullpen. George, Mo, Eric with a K, and another shot at winning a horse. Actually, you're going to win $20,000, and you can buy a horse or do whatever you want to with it. That happens again on the nay of the day between noon and 1 today with Katie Neal. And all the details for the contest are up at thebullshouston.com. Let's find out what Eric has created today on the 10-minute tune. I'm a little frightened of this one, Mo.
Yes, that's a fair feeling because Eric's about to pour his feelings out because his high school experience was not the best.
Was not the best, right? And this came in a little bit earlier from kind of a concerned mom.
Yeah, it was Amanda in Deer Park that asked Eric to sing this.
My son, Steve, is entering high school next week, and I want to sing a little song for him because he's nervous. So give him some advice.
All right, so give him some advice. Again, I'm not sure you want to come to us for advice, but we'll see what he's come up with here on our 10-minute tune. You have a weird look on your face, sir.
All right. I had a bit of a change of heart while I was out there.
Oh, okay.
Woo. So I'm not going to speak about my high school experience per se. Okay. I'm going to speak to all those kids that aren't really looking forward to starting the new year. Because once you get to high school, you're not really all that excited about school anymore.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm going to talk to all the kids out there in the style of Taylor Swift if you're going into high school this year.
Okay. Well, I mean, she would know, right? She's...
George.
Here we go.
If you study hard, you'll get into college, then pay off loans for all that knowledge. Yeah, you bet. I hope you really like paying off debt. But if you go to that school and really work hard, you'll get a good job. And guess what? You'll work more. I hate to tell you, but your life is pretty much over. Truthfully, you will never use calculus. If you play sports, you don't really have to go to class. Grown-ups have feelings too, so don't abuse your teachers. All the best stuff happens underneath the bleachers.
I'm sorry, man.
The rug got chucked out from under us there.
Oh my God.
Eric!
Hey, I loved high school.
Hey, those are universal
and I
treats.
I look forward to every single day.
Were you like the most popular in high school?
No.
You didn't get voted most popular in high school?
No. School spirit really? And most likely to marry for money.
Okay.
And look at me now.
Look at you now.
Broke as a joke.
With no spirit left.
Okay. Amanda.
You left it all in high school.
And Stevie, I'm not sure that got across what you were hoping for as you go into high school, but how did he do? You let us know what
hashtag
you thought of a back to school song. 713-881-5500.
Good morning. Am I caller 10?
Oh, you know what? You are caller number 10. Yes.
All right. Jessica from Magnolia.
Congratulations, Jessica.
Thank you.
That was Jessica from just about 30 minutes ago. She is one of the finalists now in our Nay of the Day. And you're thinking, George, how can I become a finalist? Well, here's what you do. Listen today. Katie Neal set a reminder between 12 and 1. You'll have another opportunity to be caller 10 and get in. You want to get all the details? Just go to thebullshouston.com. That's our website. All the rules, everything, all the locations we're going to be for neighborhood parties, all posted up there from 100.3 The Bull.
I was trying to overcompensate for being a working mother over the weekend, so I took my children to the Children's Museum.
Aww.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's so wholesome.
We're members there in Sugarland, and we like to go, and we're sitting. They have, like, a town set up where the kids can, like, play in the different businesses and, you know, act out what the businesses are.
Oh, yeah. There's, like, police stations and grocery stores and restaurants and
newspaper.
All
yes. Yeah. Right? I know. I love it.
Is that where you get, like, a little credit card and then you pay for stuff?
Yes. Yes,
that's
what it was.
Yeah. Okay.
So Sailor's playing in the restaurant. She's playing waitress, server, if you will.
Cute.
She's 3 years old, and she comes over in her little apron with her little pad ready to take my order, and she brings me a drink, and she goes, "Hello, welcome to my restaurant. Here's your margarita, Mama." And the parents at the table next to us, like, look over and start laughing. I'm like, "Cheers!" Baby knows. Baby
the first thing she did was give you a margarita.
She didn't even have to ask because I'm a regular in her restaurant, apparently.
Yeah. Your 3-year-old daughter knows your drink order.
It wasn't even 10 a.m. I was like, "Yes, girl, cheers. Happy Saturday." I was proud.
You were proud? You weren't mortified at all that the first thing your daughter did was serve you alcohol at the pretend restaurant?
No, I think they were jealous.
Yeah, they were jealous.
Yeah, they're like, "We're here too.
Server, could you come over this way, please?"
Make it around.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
I would have
really
been
funny.
So that's humiliated.
Stop
hilarious.
It. You didn't know your parents' drink order when you were a toddler?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, I guess my dad drank Budweiser. Mm-hmm. Full on the original red and white
can. Yes, I remember it.
I remember that being in my fridge my entire childhood.
Yeah.
And then he was a whiskey and water guy.
Oh.
Later in life. My
dad was a teetotaler Baptist minister. However, my son Matthew, when he was not a whole lot older than Sailor, we stopped at a farmer's market, right? And we were getting all this stuff, and we put him back in the car, and I'd gotten root beer. Oh. And I handed him just a root beer in, like, a brown bottle.
Stop.
He's like 3 and a half. He looks at me and he was like, "Are you giving me a beer?" Like, "Well, no." He's like, "Every time I see you with a brown bottle, it's a beer." I was like, "No,
not every time.
Beer,
baby." So,
yeah, that's, I think your hysterical kids pick up on a lot more than you think they do.
Yeah, it's cute.
What's your parents drink, Mo?
Oh, my mom drank Amaretto Sours, and you know why I know that?
Well, no.
Because that's the first thing I threw up. And I can never drink one again. Because that's what was in the fridge.
Okay, so we see where the problem began. It's in the genes, evidently.
I was just saying, Judy, if you're listening, you got some explaining to do this morning. You're on the Morning Bullpen Show.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for money. Because Mo knows country.
Let's go to Spring, where Michaela is just itching to play Mo today in Mono's Country. Here's how you could get $100, Michaela.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both 5 country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Michaela, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. All right, tell her to get out of here. Let's get this game started, shall we?
Let's do it.
Good luck, Michaela.
Thank you.
All right, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, fill in the blank. The band Perry's first number one was their 2010 song called what?
I have no idea.
Question number two. Maybe last night he let the whiskey talk, but Hardy recently was asked who in country music that he would not want to date his sister. Who did he say?
I'm going to go with Morgan Wallen.
Question number three. Luke Bryan's fourth album was called Crash My Party, but he uses that theme for his annual beach concert in Mexico. What does he call that?
I do not know. Oh my gosh, I'm so bad at this.
Question number four. In 1996, Trisha Yearwood and Faith Hill performed at the closing ceremonies at the Olympics, which were held in what Georgia city?
Savannah?
Question number five. Name the country music star's East Tennessee theme park that recently got hit by flash flooding last week. What's the name of the park?
I have no idea.
Ooh, okay. All right. Let's get Mo in. Find out what she's up against today.
All right. Some of these were tough, Michaela, so I don't blame you. You got one out of the five.
I heard tough.
Okay. Here are the tough questions of the day. Let's here. See. Question number one. Fill in the blank. Okay. The band Perry's first number one was actually their 2010 song called...
If I Die Young?
That is correct.
That's actually the only one I could think of, yeah. So I'm really glad.
Kind of what it. I thought it would be the only one people could think of. Yeah,
Michaela couldn't think of one, dang so it. It's Sorry, one Michaela. To nothing.
That's okay, let's go.
All right, question number two. Uh-huh. Maybe last night he let the whiskey talk.
Yes.
But Hardy was recently asked who in country music he would not want dating his sister.
Yes.
Who'd he say?
Morgan Wallen.
He did say yes. Morgan Wallen.
Yeah. Aren't they close?
They're best friends. Yeah.
All right, 2-1, because she got it right.
Question number three. Mm-hmm. Luke Bryan's fourth album was called Crash My Party.
Yes.
He uses that theme for his annual beach concert in Mexico called what?
Crash My Playa.
That is correct.
Yes. That's a bucket list trip.
Yeah, that is one of the ones I want to go to, too.
Michaela had no idea, so it's 3-1.
Question number four. Mm-hmm. 1996. Trisha Yearwood, Faith Hill performed at the closing ceremonies of the Olympics, which was held in what Georgia city?
Oh, Atlanta.
It was Atlanta,
Thanks for saying Georgia, George.
Yeah, not Savannah, so it's 4-1.
And question number five, mm-hmm. Name the country music star's East Tennessee theme park that recently got hit by flash flooding. Name the park.
Dollywood?
It is Dollywood.
The only one I knew in Tennessee.
Maybe the only one in Tennessee.
Okay. Oh, Michaela, that means she got all five to your one, and she kept her money.
That's all right.
You know what you got to say, Michaela, to get out of here.
All right, I'm Michaela from Spring, and Mo knows country.
She does, and we'll give you a shot to play tomorrow morning. 8:20 will be the next chance to take on Mo in Mo Knows Country here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.